Welcome back, my sweet boy. Today, I'm going to make you come. That's right. No tricks, no denial. You've been a good boy for me, and I think you deserve a reward. So, as you listen to this file, you have my permission to come. Whenever you want. As many times as you want. Doesn't that sound good? Of course, just because I'm going to make you come doesn't mean you're allowed to touch that cock of yours without permission. So as you listen, make sure that you keep your hands to yourself until I tell you that you can stroke. Don't worry if that sounds difficult. I promise it won't be, because this file, well, this file is all about helping you get to the edge quicker and easier than you're used to. By the time I tell you to touch yourself, you'll already be close to bursting. Sounds delightful, doesn't it? Of course it does. But before we get to all that fun, however, I need you to drop for me. Drop for me, my sweet boy.
That's right. Just listen to my voice and empty your mind.
Don't fight it.
Just relax and give in.
That's right, good boy. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. Let it pull you deeper into trance.
Just relax and let that mind go blank and empty as you think about me and powerful women like me.
If you were really in my presence, you'd be so nervous, but... You don't need to worry about that now. Do you, slut?
No, all you need to do right now is drown deeper.
Let your mind go deep blank.
You don't need to think about anything right now except for me.
My voice and how I make you feel.
Relax.
Let Domino take care of you. Look at you. Still so nervous. Just my voice alone is enough to make you drip, isn't it? I like that. It's so cute to see a shy sub who can barely contain himself. It's only natural, of course. The presence of a powerful woman like me should make you squirm. That's why you're here after all, isn't it? Because you can't help yourself. You're drawn to me, to my voice, to my words, like a moth to a flame. Lucky for you, I'm not here to burn you. I'm here to help you. So keep relaxing. Drop deeper and let that mind go empty so I can fill it up.
Blank and empty for Donna.
Now, as your mind empties all those mundane thoughts, and you continue to dive deeper into trance for me. I want you to conjure an image of me in your mind. Empty out everything else and focus on me. Or if not me, on your ideal woman. Let her form fill your mind. What does she look like, I wonder? Who is your perfect woman? Is she tall or short? Strong and sculpted or supple and sleek? Curvy kinky. However she looks, I'm sure just the thought of her makes you even more nervous, doesn't it? That's good. Good boys get nervous seeing women like her. And you are a good boy, aren't you? I want you to remember that. Not just here when I'm molding your mind like putty in my hands, as it remains blank and empty for me to fill up, but outside of trance as well. Sexy women make good boys nervous. And when good boys are nervous, they can't help themselves, can they? Nervous boys drip and squirm. Being nervous makes you leak and throb. And it's not just me or your perfect woman that makes you nervous. Is it now, slut? No, any beautiful woman turns you into a nervous boy. Just seeing them makes you drip. And that's without their attention. The mere thought of them is bad enough, but the moment a powerful woman gives you some attention, some light flirting, a little teasing, a seductive gaze, well, that takes things to the next level, doesn't it? Yes, just the thought of sexy women makes good boys nervous. But if they give you attention, well, it's almost too much to handle. You feel that cock swelling in their presence, and that makes you a full-on leaky boy now, doesn't it? That's right. And leaky boys clench and squirt.
Nervous boys drip and squirm.
Leaky boys clench and squirt.
Nervous boys drip and
squirt.
Leaky boys clench and squirt.
That's right, you know it's true. And you are a nervous, leaky boy. So repeat it with me. Nervous boys drip and squirm. Leaky boys clench and squirt.
Nervous boys drip and squirm. Leaky boys clench and squirt.
Doesn't it feel good to say that? To admit the truth. You don't need to deny it. I like knowing that you're a good, nervous boy. It makes me happy to see you embrace this part of yourself. Knowing that merely listening to my voice or seeing a strong, beautiful woman may make you cream yourself right in your pants. That's right. You're really something special, aren't you? A nervous boy with a little preemie weenie. You can't help that. Women like me are just impossible to resist. All it takes is a few simple glances, a couple words, and you're already ready to thirst for us. I bet you're already so close. Huh, toy? From the moment you started this file and heard my voice, that seed has been building in your balls, hasn't it?
Squirt.
Your cock straining against your underwear.
Squirt.
Pre-cum dripping from its tip like a faucet.
Clench.
We haven't even gotten to the good part yet. It's all right, though.
Clench.
Remember,
squirt.
I like you leaky.
Clench.
Nervous boy.
Squirt.
Good boy. My little premature ejaculator.
Squirt.
I take it as a compliment, a sign of just how much power I have over you. You're already on the edge and we've barely gotten started. Such a little slut. I wonder how you'd hold up under real pressure if you'd actually got the attention you so desperately want from women like me. It would drive you crazy, wouldn't it? Imagine, you're at a party. Music is playing and people are dancing, relaxing, flirting. You find yourself sitting on a couch by yourself, nursing a drink as you gaze out at the dozens of people slowly swaying in time with the beat. All around you are couples and groups, chatting, relaxing, laughing. Everybody here is having a good time, relaxing and unwinding, but you?
You can't relax.
No, of course you can't. You're too nervous. The music, the ambiance, all of it does nothing to calm your nerves. How could it, when you find yourself surrounded by so many beautiful women? All around you, women dance and chat and flirt and play, and it drives you crazy. Doesn't it, nervous boy? Desperate to calm yourself down before you make an embarrassing puddle in your pants, your eyes dart around the room. Only to lock eyes with a woman gently swaying near them. She's tall, even without the heel, she's carefully dancing, and you feel like she would stand above all the other dancers surrounding her. With the heels, well, she stands out from the crowd. Her red hair also helps in that regard. A bright shock of straight ginger locks, providing a nice contrast to the blondes and brunettes which surround her. It's also longer than you'd imagine, with folds of hair falling deep over her chest, covering her breasts like Lady Godiva. Just a glance makes you leak and drip, your cock getting even more stiff in your pants. Beneath the hair is a black top with a deep plunging neckline which leaves little to the imagination. Long sleeves with cuffs that stretch across the back and palm of the hands clings to her arms before giving way to a low cut which serves to accentuate her voluminous bust. The image is complemented by the way the shirt leaves her midriff exposed, highlighting a navel piercing. One half of it shows a blue gem which glitters in the golden light, while the other is a silver embossed word which you can't quite make out at this distance. Finally, the woman is also wearing a choker, a thick black band wrapping around her neck, adorned with another blue gem that matches her piercing. As you glance her way, her eyes lock with yours and she winks, lifting a finger and beckoning you to join her. The attention makes you shiver, your nervous cock dripping pre-cum in your underwear. Gently you shake your head, worried about what would happen if you were to stand up and reveal how aroused you were already. How excited. In response, the woman throws her head back in a peal of laughter. She nudges a friend of hers and points your way. The friend is clad in a sheer top, short skirt, and fishnets, with a matching choker and piercing. Though this friend also has a septum piercing with a similar gem. Once again, you can't help yourself. Just a brief look makes you leak even more, and you feel that tent in your pants growing tighter and tighter. As the pressure builds, you find yourself getting more and more nervous. Being surrounded by all these women was a bad idea. You can't keep your focus, can you, slut? Just looking at them turns you into a leaky boy, a leaky mess who can't help but drip and squirm in your seat. You go to leave, only to realize that the pair is making their way over to you. Before you can stand, they sit down on the couch, one on either side, trapping you. The one on the right, the girl with the plunging neckline, leans forward, her breasts threatening to pop right out of the revealing shirt. You try to keep your eyes focused on her face because you know that if you glance down, it might just make you burst. She smiles, noticing your discomfort, and wraps an arm around your shoulder, making your whole body clench with need.
Hi there, shy toy. Don't be nervous. My name's Natalie.
As she speaks, her friend reaches her hand down and gently squeezes your thigh. Her nails dig into your skin and you feel your cock clench, threatening to burst at the simple interaction.
Polly, what's your name, cute thing?
You squirm in your seat, your cock throbbing with need as you try desperately to focus and hide your arousal. It feels like you could come at any moment, doesn't it? You manage to stutter out a response, and the women giggle conspiratorially.
Well, cute thing, we saw you staring at us and thought we'd come over and say hi. Yeah, hi there, baby. Don't be so shy. Tell us, what exactly was it that you couldn't tear your eyes away from?
She gives your leg another gentle squeeze and you clench yet again. Being surrounded with beautiful women turns you into such a leaky boy, you can't help yourself, can you? And these women show no signs of leaving you alone. They may not be doing much, but just the attention they are giving you is enough to drive you mad, to make your cock throb with desire and squirm in your seat. They know it, and they have no intention of letting you get off easy. I have no intention of letting you get off easy, slut. So, let's go a little bit deeper. The women take you up to a private room, away from the noise, eager to have some time for fun and play with you while you're nervously trying to hide how aroused you are, how excited. You're sitting on the bed, Natalie still on your right and Polly on your left. You can feel the wetness in your pants and are thankful that you're already wearing black, which masks the mess you've made. Such a nervous boy, aren't you, slut? You try to put that out of your mind and just focus on their voices, their actions. The two of them are more than enough for you to handle. Natalie leans in closer and whispers in your ear, her voice taking on a more commanding tone.
Polly asked you a question, slut. What about my outfit was so enticing?
As she speaks, her hand traces an idle path from her choker into the exposed cleaver.
Is there something wrong with my shirt?
As she teases you, you find yourself fixating on her perfectly manicured fingernails. A dark black shade complementing the choker and the shirt. As she traces the lazy line down her exposed breasts, you see it placing the slightest pressure on her skin, creating a soft indentation that mesmerizes you. Her skin is so smooth, so supple, and there's so much of it. You can't help but squirm at the sight of it. Your nerves are getting the better of you, and you find yourself involuntarily clenching once more.
Clench.
Not to be outdone. Polly gets up and turns around, showing off her tight skirt and fishnets, which once again sends a nervous shiver through your cock.
Your shirt is fine. I think you was too busy focusing on my cute getup, weren't you, slut?
As she speaks, she makes a slow, gently wiggling her ass, and you realize just how tight the fishnets are. Your eyes are drawn to the way that they press against her skin, highlighting the plump, juicy thighs and the toned skin, the sheer beauty of it all threatening to make you burst with desire. Of course, the easiest way to avoid bursting would be to simply stop listening, to use your safe word and rise out of this trance. But we both know you don't want that, do you now? You like being a leaky, nervous boy. You want to come for me, to come from the sheer beauty of these women alone. And they want to make you come. Why else would they be teasing you like this?
Think what you see.
Please, we both know he prefers me.
Don't you, Sludge?
Natalie reaches a hand under the table, brushing against your crotch. You see surprise flicker across her face for a second as her hand feels the wetness in your pants before a peal of laughter escapes her lips.
Oh, shit.
They're even more nervous than
damn,
otherwise.
What a mess he's made. Such a leaky boy.
Have you come already? Just from looking at our beautiful bodies?
Or is that
such a naughty
I'll just pre-come. So fucking naughty.
It's okay. We love playing with nervous toys.
Let's have some fun.
The two of them continue their teasing game, going back and forth, trading barbs and getting you more and more aroused.
I just wonder, is this shirt too revealing? Maybe if I covered up, you wouldn't make such a silly mess. I was worried these fishnets were too tight. But I think they look really good. Look at how stiff it makes you. Clearly, you agree.
As they continue, you find yourself noticing more and more details about their outfits that drive your arousal to maddening levels. When Natalie shrugs her shoulders to adjust her shirt, you catch a glimpse of her nipple before she pulls the fabric up. It's only a moment, but that's more than enough to make a leaky boy like you drip with renewed vigor.
Oops, I knew I should have worn a bra. Without one, it's just too easy to work leaky toys up like you into a lather.
As Polly continues her wiggling, you see her skirt slowly slide up and catch a glimpse of a pair of lacy panties on her ass. The white pattern evokes a virginal innocence which contrasts with her current persona, and you can't help but clench like the nervous mess you are.
I bet you wish I was more like Natalie with my underwear, don't you, baby? The thought of my perfect pussy makes you want to burst, doesn't it, slut?
You avert your gaze, keeping your eyes down and trying to focus on the table to avoid any more stimulation, only to find your gaze drifting to Natalie's navel. She's close enough to you now that you can read the writing on her piercing. In a shiny, cursive font is a single word. Slut.
Was it my piercing that you were focused on? We got them custom made, like a slutty friendship bracelet. We got them matching because we like to share the nervous boys we play with. That is, if there's anything left for us to play with. You look like you're already about to burst there. Just one touch and you'd pop for us, wouldn't you, slut? And that's too bad. If you could hold off, I'd kind of want to see how that cock felt.
Hearing them speak about the piercings threatens to push you over the edge. They've barely touched you, but you're already a nervous wreck of need, desire. You can't help it. Just their presence is enough to get you hard, but with all this teasing, it's all you can do not to burst. You're leaking so much that your pants feel like you've already had a full orgasm in them, and maybe you have.
Oh, if you like piercings, well, Polly has a couple hidden ones that I think you'd just love to see.
Polly turns around and opens her mouth into an exaggerated O, showing you a piercing right in the center of her tongue. You squeeze your eyes closed, unable to get the image of her beautiful lips wrapped around your cock out of your head. Doing so makes you drip and clench, drip and clench.
Everybody tells me they love how the piercing feels when I play with them. Would you moan for me My good boy.
Despite yourself, you can't help but wonder how it would feel. And the piercing and tongue wrapped around your cock, gliding back and forth. You know that if she really decided to play with you like that, you wouldn't last a minute. You'd be helpless, that cock bursting the moment her lips touched your skin.
That's not all. She has a piercing near her other lips. Yeah, that one's my favorite. Imagine having her pierced pussy right in the cock while I let you play with my beautiful, bountiful breasts.
It's all too much for you. You can't help it. Everything they say makes you want to burst, and you find it impossible to resist. You can't hold back anymore. All the cumulative clenching, squirming, and bursting, making your dripping cock squirt. Pleasure bursts through you as you squirt
a creamy, sticky mess all over your pants. Oh, so I thought shame. I was looking forward to having some more fun with him. Oh, don't worry. I'm sure he'll be back again soon.
True.
This is exactly the type of fantasy you can't resist, isn't it?
Of course, because he's a fabulous kid boy, aren't you, slut? The laughter echoes into infinity as you find yourself rising slowly out of the trance. Not all the way back to normal, but returning your focus away from the fantasy, back to me and my voice. Polly and Natalie recede into the depths of your mind as your focus turns back to us. To me, Domina, and you, my nervous, leaky boy. I wonder, did you truly come during that fantasy? Have I trained you enough to spill your seed based on the sight of sexy sluts alone? Are beautiful women really enough to make you burst by now, slut? If they are, that's good. You can release yourself from trance satisfied knowing that you're my perfect preemie slut. Knowing that leaking like that brings me a great deal of satisfaction. I love the idea that I've remolded you in that way, that I've ruined you for any other women. If you haven't, well, I did promise that you'd get to come listening to this. So you can touch yourself now. And I'm going to count you down to orgasm. If you do want to come, you better do it before I finish my countdown. A nice, simple J-O-I to finish things off. 10. Well, I suppose maybe not the most simple one. 9. After all, you're already so close to the edge. Aren't you, slut? 8. You may not even need this whole countdown. 7. I could probably even serve to speed things up. 5. Just skip a bit here and there. 4. My leaky boy is already so close, isn't he? 3. It's okay, I want you like this. 2. So don't stop. Keep stroking. Think of me, slut. 1. Let my voice and image push you over the edge. Come. Come for Domina. Come. Come for Domina. You came so quickly. I hope you didn't need the full countdown. If you did, it would kind of defeat the point of all this premature ejaculation training. Really, the goal is to get you to the point where you don't even need the countdown. You'd like that, wouldn't you, slut? To have me drain your stamina so thoroughly that you can't even finish this file. Good. Then why don't you listen again? I want to make sure I've properly ruined you. So feel free to start the file again anytime you want. I'll even let you come a second time if you start it right away. Doesn't that sound like fun? Or if you're satisfied with my training, you can come back up from trance and return to normal. Either way, remember, no matter where you go, you will always be my nervous, leaky boy.